On a Monday afternoon, Tammy Snook, the city historian, curator, and interpretive park ranger, is opening up the gate to walk along the Colorado River at the Yuma Quartermaster Depot. Walking down the pathway, Snook says Yuma has seen four major floods in 1862, 1864, 1891, and 1916.
All of them have been so devastating that they really destroyed the major part of Yuma, which was the old town area of Yuma around Main Street and the streets east of Main Street.
But as Snook sits down at a picnic table with her coffee-stained notes, she says these floods weren't necessarily caused by the Colorado River alone, which was once 100 times its current size, nor necessarily by the monsoon season in the summer months.
Before all of the dams on the Colorado River would have almost every year it would rise with the spring snowmelt in the mountains in the Rockies. And it would generally rise in about May or June. The Gila River, however, tended to flood in more like February, March. And then the Gila and the Gila's confluence with the Colorado River was actually right on the east side of the Yuma Territorial Prison.
So when the Gila and the Colorado Rivers would converge at Yuma in February or March, it had the potential for horrific floods. And as Snook explains, Yuma's buildings weren't equipped for the onslaught.
The main building material in Yuma was either adobe or jacal. And jacal, it uses adobe mud, but it has an interior of poles. So it would be like willow poles, kind of thin willow poles, with mud packed around it. So those were the two main building materials. And when the water would flow into the low points on Main Street and Gila, it would completely melt the adobe buildings.
Back in 1862, Yuma had barely been established as a village when its existence was first threatened by a Gila River flood.
In 1862, the flooding was so devastating that it destroyed pretty much all of the buildings in Yuma, except for two.
After Yuma recovered, there was yet another flood years later in 1884. This flood also was not caused by the Colorado River, but was certainly exacerbated by it.
It was another flooding of the Gila River. So again, that was a February-March time period. Although the major flooding was in February-March, it wasn't actually until July, when the water of the Gila was still high and the Colorado then had their flooding, that the historic railroad bridge that was at the end of Madison Avenue actually had some severe damage and parts of it were destroyed from the flooding on the river.
The next flood, in 1891, was perhaps the worst.
The townsfolk had erected a levee kind of at the southern end of the Yuma Territorial Prison Hill and to protect them from the Gila River. And that levee had been undermined by gophers and rabbits, and the levee failed, and a 10-foot wall of water came rushing down Gila Street and Main Street. And hundreds of homes were lost. Some estimates range between 200 and 300 homes were lost in that flood.
For days, people were displaced.
People were climbing up onto the higher parts of land, like around Prison Hill. People were kind of camped out along the Prison Hill. Also, people moved on to the higher land at the Yuma Quartermaster Depot as well. And the government gave them tents to hang out there or to be able to camp there. But there was only, in the 1891 flood, there was only one reported drowning, but there were several other deaths from exposure, from people camping outside on these higher pieces of land to get out of the flood zone.
The final flood in 1916 only claimed one life.
So by then, there were levees both along the Colorado River at the north end of Yuma, and then there was the levee that had been built before the Bureau of Reclamation on the east side of town protecting from the Gila River. But again, there was a levee break in 1916, and it was another heavy Gila River time, February, March. Again, there was so much excitement surrounding the break in the levee and the floodwaters rushing down Gila streets and main streets that the mayor of Yuma, Mayor Moore, had a heart attack and died. So there was at least one casualty, although it wasn't from flooding.
There was one other notable flood in 1993, which damaged some homes. But what about today? Aside from flooding in town due to monsoon season, what are the chances of the mighty Colorado or the Gila River flooding the city today? Snook says it's not likely.
Today, there are 7 major dams on the Colorado River. So the Colorado River has the ability to store major amounts of heavy snow melt, should we get heavy snow melt. For about the last 15 years, however, the Colorado has been in, the whole Southwest really has been in a drought. So for the Colorado to have a flood is almost impossible. For you to get a wall of water, you'd really have to have a dam failure.
While citywide floods in February and March from the Gila or Colorado rivers aren't something to be concerned about anymore, monsoon season is still something to take seriously. Monsoon Awareness Week started June 8th and continues until June 13th. Arizonans are advised by the Department of Emergency Management to be prepared because the season brings quite a few dangers. To get a better idea of monsoon season from a meteorological perspective, KAWC spoke with Charlotte Dewey from the National Weather Service in Phoenix.
Monsoon season is a season defined based on the prevailing wind pattern. So when we have a high pressure normally set up over New Mexico, western Texas, and even eastern Arizona, that creates a circular wind flow pattern aloft. And so this draws in moisture from the Gulf of California, the Gulf of Mexico, and it draws it northward through Mexico and into Arizona. And so the states that are usually affected by this North American monsoon would be Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, parts of Colorado, and then into Mexico. And so the time of year that we see this is generally during the summertime, so June, July, August, and September. And what we see is an increase in moisture, a change in the prevailing wind pattern, and increased thunderstorm developments.
What does it look like to an individual caught in a particularly bad flood caused by the monsoon season?
Flooding can occur any time of year, so it's not necessarily that the flooding is any different during the monsoon. We do have more thunderstorm activity, which causes more flooding. And when people get caught in floods, when there's a really heavy rain event, and so there's a lot of water that's on the ground at once. People that get caught in floods can be swept away. Cars can be swept away. We have a slogan that's "Turn around, don't drown." And so what that aims to help keep people alert is that when you see flooded roadways, flooded washes, any amount of standing water on the ground, it's advised to not drive through it, to turn around and find a different way, and not try and cross through it either on foot, because you don't. It's tough to know how deep that water really is.
So along that same vein of thought, this is Monsoon Awareness Month, correct?
Yes, we have a Monsoon Awareness Week, which is the second week in June normally. It's the week that precedes the start of our monsoon season. So our monsoon season runs from June 15th through September 30th. And this year, Monsoon Awareness Week is June 8th through the 13th.
So why is there a Monsoon Awareness Week?
We've done it for a number of years. I'm not entirely positive on when we started doing the Awareness Week. But what we aim to do is to have a whole week dedicated to different threats during the monsoon so we can educate people and make people aware of the different types of weather hazards and impacts that can occur during the monsoon season. So each day we've created a different topic, We highlight flash flooding safety. We highlight lightning safety, thunderstorms, downburst winds, dust, excessive heat, and fire weather concerns. So all of those different topics are major concerns during the monsoon season.
Could you relate to me what some historically bad monsoon seasons have been in the past?
Yeah, so for the Yuma area, some of the top 10 wettest monsoon seasons was as early back in 1909, where Yuma area received over 7 inches of rain. More recent years, 1989, they had almost 6 inches of rain. And then some of the drier years have been in the early 2000s and late 90s. And to relate that, last year, 2013, Yuma was the 46th wettest, so they only received 0.69 inches of rain.
That was Charlotte Dewey with the National Weather Service in Phoenix talking about monsoon season in Arizona. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Maya Springhawk, Robnett.